entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hey, Tampa Bay, do you have a cleaning project that needs to get done? Give Keith's Cleaning Service a call, 727-470-5071 for honest, hardworking, and tenacious service from Keith's Cleaning Service. Call now for a quote, 727-470-5071. That's 727-470-5071 for Keith's Cleaning Service. Some of the best cleaning services in Tampa Bay.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Cars Unlimited Auto Repair, Pinellas County's number one full-service automotive repair shop. They specialize in brakes, tires, transmissions, tune-ups, alternators, and more. You can get a full synthetic oil change for $49.99 and a free 40-point inspection. Visit them online at carsunlimitedautorepair.com. Give them a call at 727-375-3499 or visit the shop at 12651 62nd Street in Largo. Cars Unlimited Auto Repair.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Yes, just made a deal with Lola. And so what do you do if you're in the middle of a deal? And I can remember this as a salesman, right? So I used to keep appointments, right, back in the old days. And I thought I had a sale with someone, right? But yet I looked at the clock and I had to go to my next appointment. And I'm telling you, this has happened. So I leave the sale that I think is on the hook. I go to my next appointment and the person's not even there. Right?
But at least you were conscious about your next appointment.
Right. And this is before cell phones. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's when it was. Have you ever done something like that?
As a matter of fact, I think I have, yeah. Because I used to sell like ads and like newspapers, and you know, so I had an appointment book. Then when I get there, they don't call me, don't tell me that they're leaving, and I get there and like I'm like thumb, you know, just playing my thumb. I say, this is ridiculous, but it's part of the life of being in sales, though.
Right, and then like if you're waiting for someone and they make you wait.
Oh yeah, for a long time.
Right,
but do you have an appointment?
But even if you have an appointment, I feel like a baby. I was going to say another word. Did you catch that? I used the B, but I feel like a baby. Like I'm waiting to like you know see someone sometimes. Yeah. I don't know if that's ego or pride.
A little bit of both. Yeah, you might want to.
I mean, I'm just sitting there waiting, and then then I want to give him.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's a good thing we're on the radio.
I don't know if I'm waiting in the office. I at least have a chance of selling them. So there's some good to that, right?
No, there is, and that's the whole point. The more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for to see the good, right?
Right.
To see the good. Always see the good. The glass is half full.
By the way, Tampa Bay, thank you for tuning into the Brian Cash Clause Show. I know we just started talking on the mic. Welcome, Tampa Bay.
I got to call somebody, too. So you go ahead. You guys talk.
No, go ahead.
And then tell him he's trying to rob me. He's here to rob my client. So you, too.
I
got two robbers, like Jesse James and the gang. Okay, so you two robbers talk to each other.
Okay, let me scoot over to the next one over here. Well, first of all, Brian has left the building. Now we can go ahead and say when the cat's away, the mice will play. Anyways, so we have a special guest here today. His name is Vincent from Awareness Media. So he's going to discuss a little bit what he does and, listen, this is future thinking. This is the future. So Vincent, tell us a little bit about your company.
If you go to bringcustomerstoday.com, what we're doing is we're helping merchants grow their businesses. A lot of merchants do print advertising, and that's a great way to get your message out there. But what we like to do is we like to kind of bring those into the future and get QR codes on them so that when those ads get in the hands of your consumers, the consumer can actually scan that QR code and register so that now as a merchant, instead of just having a one-time opportunity with a coupon, you get them in your database and then you can bring them back into the store. Long gone are the days of coming in with the coupon, showing that coupon, and then losing the relationship with the consumer.
It's so true what he's saying. Like everything he's saying, like really seriously, you're right on. But we're going to talk more on it. We got Michelle on hold here.
Who's Michelle?
She's
some
now.
Cleaning
Go.
Service, right? Okay. How do we know you, Michelle?
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, well, I've had laryngitis, but my name is Michelle, and I wanted to market and tell you what a wonderful cleaner Noreena is. She owns N&K Cleaning Service. She was here all day. Oh, my God, I've never had anyone clean my house like her, ever.
And then what's the name I've of the cleaning had. Service that you had?
Okay, N&K Cleaning List.
And then how'd you find out about them?
Well, I found out through Angie's List, but I also have had friends that have used her privately. So she's marketed in several places, and she is wonderful.
Wow,
she
that's wonderful. She's in our magazine. But no
know,
QR code, though. The old-fashioned one.
Yeah. But that's going to change, though.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make sure everyone that might be listening, if you want someone to clean your house who is a very, very professional one-woman show, I couldn't believe what she did in one day, and I've never had it clean that good and that reasonable. And if anyone is smart enough to give her one shot, they'll never have to clean their house again.
Well,
guaranteed.
It's about promoting local businesses, and you're calling in and supporting those businesses. So we do appreciate you calling in and letting us know about them. Do they have a telephone number we can reach them if they want that type of service?
Well, let me give you the number. I'd love to.
Go right ahead.
I used to do it. All right, well, I got laryngitis, but I'm a speaker. So her number is 843-251-0305. And she's also got a website, and I'm not quite sure how to read all that. But her name is Noreena, and her last name is Seitman.
Okay.
Noreena Seven, and she owns N&K Cleaning Service, and she does deep cleaning and just a whole array of experience.
I tell you, for being a customer, you're definitely a satisfied customer. To hear customers call in for business, and then it's not even the business calling in, that speaks volumes, right? I kind of overheard you said you found her information through Angie's List or something like that, and you're referring them out to your friends and all that. That's probably the best way to refer people because of your firsthand experience. So by all means,
yeah.
I always encourage people to definitely support business like that. But I also encourage you, if possible, to have the business owner give us a call, or even we'll be more than happy to interview them on their show and discuss what's setting them apart from everybody else. And so by all means,
let me just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say what sets her apart is she presented herself. I'm a life coach. I do coaching for business people. I'm also a teacher, and I also teach presentation skills. She came in and introduced herself. I thought she was bringing a crew. She said, I don't need a crew. Let me say, she started what she did in my bedroom, bath, Florida room, kitchen, living room, in the course of a day was unbelievable. And I don't see one thing. She did the whole Frigidaire, and everything she put back was in the exact same place it was before she cleaned it.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did it need cleaning. And I asked her, I said, did you take a picture of this on your phone first? She said, no. I just remembered where everything went. And I opened it up, and it was immaculate. And, we try our best to keep it clean. But if they want someone, I would never do the house cleaning again.
Okay. Well, you know, just to be polite, we do have some, you know, thank you. First of all, thank you for calling in and letting us know.
It really is.
And we have a guest. We also have a guest who we wanted to.
Just really, for you to take the time to call the radio station, you are a 10 stars out of 5. Seriously, because everybody wants to spread bad news, but you had the courage to give good news, and generally people don't do that.
So truly,
God bless you. Best cleaning service in the world. N&K, right?
I tell you what, I taught customer service to companies and corporations for years, and I always said to every customer, and all my students and people, I said, people will love bashing a place and complaining, but rarely do you ever. And so my husband, you know what he used to do?
What?
Well, he would go eat in a restaurant. If the food was good and everything, he'd go knock on the kitchen door and give the dishwasher $10.
Said,
this food tastes like gourmet food, but it would have been nothing if the dishes weren't clean. $10.
Dishwasher,
no one ever did that.
Right.
My husband was a firm believer in. And then most people would love to complain.
Pay it forward. You're the best.
Honey, I'm a professional speaker. You never want to hand me a microphone.
Well, great job. God bless you.
Okay. Listen, take care. So we got
Casey on the line?
I hadn't got a chance to yet. Give me a second.
Okay. So listen, we got Vincent here. He was talking about what he does for his business as well and how it could benefit what Brian can.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
So Vincent, finish what you were saying. You were talking about QR codes and before the caller. Explain how the QR code would work and how it would benefit like a company, let's say like Brian Cashcloth's, the coupon booklet. How will your technology bring his coupon book to the next level?
Well, it's two things, really. It's the first thing we were talking about was this idea that they become part of the database, and you can keep that communication, you know, going with the consumer and bring them back into your store over and over and over again. But I wanted to say that was a great testimonial that we just had.
Absolutely.
That was fantastic, and it also goes to the fact that the word-of-mouth advertising, you can't beat it. That's another aspect of what BringCustomersToday.com has to offer, because you actually share those ads on social media. So in 5 minutes, a merchant can go on, get that coupon on social media and share it. And you know, by using that mechanism, it really does power these ads, which normally would just be a print ad, and powers them to be shared on the internet between people. You know, and that really, really word of mouth advertising and testimonials, those are the best form, in my opinion, the best form of advertising.
So explain me through the process. So I work for Brian Cashcloth's coupon booklet, and I sell coupons. And how would me or how
from just the, real quick?
Yeah,
real quick.
Go ahead.
We got KC. You there?
You hear me?
Yes, I can, buddy. Just real quick. So it's an honor to have you on, Casey, because you've served our country, and plus you're a big donor for the turkey drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's really helped out big time. And you're going to be there Monday, right, to pass out some turkeys?
Yes, sir. I'm going to be there Monday.
You better believe it.
2 to 5.
What's the name of your company?
Rambling Rose Sports.
Wow.
Family Rose?
No, Ramblin' Rose Florist.
Oh, Ramblin' Rose.
And it's really,
I remember him.
Yes.
I remember him. Yeah, he was in the military, and he was retired, and he took over, he said he bought like a flower type of a business, right?
That's correct.
I remember
so
him.
Tell us what's going on in your life. Can you want to hear something what this guy does, or do you want to give a comment on it, or do you want to just talk about Ramblin' Rose?
Oh, well, I just got ready, and I didn't hear the rest of the interview, so.
Yeah, but this is what it is. You know, it's like the horse and buggy. I always think of it that way, where I'm at, and I'm the horse and buggy. And then, like, I can see photos, right, like in the 1900s. And you see all these horses and buggies, like in New York. You ever see that? They go back on
it's the black and white.
The black version, and white to color.
Yeah.
Do you like stuff like that when you look back at stuff? Old photos, and it's all not that much photography. It was all new back then too, right? But in New York, you see horse and buggies on the street. We don't take it for granted. And then gradually, when they get to like 1925 or 1930, you know what happens?
The horses are gone.
The no more horse and buggies. No. It's cars.
Yeah, and electric. Those little trolleys and all are electric. Was still there.
Right. So you know how times change, right,
yeah.
Casey? Like you got to change with the times.
Technology.
Technology.
Hey, Casey, this is Vince. I was wondering, in your store there, would you like to have a QR code at your point of sale where what people could do is they could sign up on that QR code and get reminders? Because you're a florist, right? And I know I get my fiance flowers all the time. I used to, but then I started to forget. What this does is it allows them to register and put in anniversaries, you know, birthdays, things they don't want to forget. And would that be something you would think would be interesting for your shop?
We already have something similar to that. We have a system that every time they have a client or they become a client of ours, they send out, we put their birthdays, anniversaries, all that in there.
Oh, that's fantastic. Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you know what a guy did that used to come here, and you know what he did? He would mail out birthday cards.
Birthday cards, yeah.
To everybody within like a mile of your business. I forgot his name was John. Was it mail out or he did it through an email?
He did it through mail out. I think he used two. It was more like door hangers and stuff he was using, more physical.
Do you know I don't get Christmas cards like I used to? No, really. You get everybody.
I'm just thinking, why are you not getting Christmas cards like you used to?
Because people are emailing stuff.
Okay, so and you're not a new technology guy, so you might be getting tons of it. People don't realize it.
Did you get a lot of Christmas cards this year, Casey?
No, I don't ever get a lot of Christmas cards. Not anymore, anyway.
Right. Do you miss the old-fashioned days, Casey, or do you like the technology of today?
Well, I'm a Gen Xer, so I'm kind of a little bit of both. You know what I mean? I kind of like the old-fashioned stuff, but it does improve our lives. Because I mean, what would we do without a cell phone now? I mean, I don't even know what I'd do without my phone.
So right,
and I'm kind of a little bit of both.
And yeah, you see the things now with the cell phones where they make them believe they can actually do a movie with just the cell phone. You know, I used to do commercials and stuff, and I had my own TV show 30 years ago. And do you know that it was called a Betamax camera? And the camera cost 10 grand. And then if you didn't give the cable company from a Betamax quality, the cable company wouldn't run the show. Now they do it just with a cell phone. Right?
Yeah.
Everything can be done with a cell phone. So, I'm surprised they can't open up your food.
Right. Tell us about your florist.
Oh, well, we are a local florist. We do have two locations. I do have another location over on Drew Street, 2087 Drew. That's Flowers by Francis. But right now we are having a Christmas wreath class that's going to be December 3rd. You can make your own wreath. It's 1 to 4. We're going to have a chef come in and feed you lunch.
Wow.
It's going to be a really good time. Yeah. And you can make your own Christmas wreath.
That is unbelievable. Yeah, and that's a lot of fun, too. And it's good for your meditation, right? Like, to create something, and then especially a beauty like a wreath. You feel like you've accomplished something, but also at the same time, it's beautiful.
Yeah, we have a lot of couples and mother-daughter, grandmothers and granddaughters doing this. They can actually be creative together. It's more of a family thing. So, good. It's a really good time. We have a really good time.
And what day is that?
From December 3rd. That's a Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m.
Now, I want you to do me a favor. It's 1 to 4 p.m. Give the address.
Okay, we're going to have it at 1840 Main Street. It's not going to be at the shop because we got so many people coming. We rented a hall right over behind Mavis Tire. There's a big hall there, big parking lot. People can park, go in. We're going to do the reclass there.
Right next to Norton's Bar and Grill, right?
Yep, right next to Norton's, right.
Now, can you do me a favor? Tell me about Jerry. Locksmith Jerry.
Our locksmith Jerry. Jerry's in one of our, networking groups that I go to on Thursdays we meet. But Jerry's a really good guy. He actually, an employee of mine had a problem with his key. He had lost it. And he called Jerry like in the afternoon on a Saturday. He had the VIN number. He could make the key for him and everything. It was really, saved the kid's afternoon, really.
Wow.
He could have been Jerry didn't have to do that. It was on a Saturday afternoon, too. He wasn't there, so.
That's Jerry.
Really good guy.
He really is.
Really good guy.
He's like one of the nicest. I've been doing this for 40 years. I got to say, he's right up there in the top ever, nicest human beings I've ever talked to or was doing business with. A man of integrity.
Yes, he is. Very, very nice guy.
Right. I mean, and I'll let him know you gave it. That's a testimonial. So we just had some lady call up. She called. Did she call out of the air or did she say Angie's List?
She said Angie's List.
Angie. She called out of Angie's List, right? And then got used the lady's service. It's in our coupon book. And she turned around and just called to say what a great job she did from a customer service standpoint. And that's when you have your clients talking about you. That's the greatest advertising, right?
Yep. Certainly is.
Yep.
Yeah, and this lady took the time to say some nice things about N&K cleaning service. I think it's N&K, right?
I think so.
Right, N&K. What do you think the N stands for? Nancy?
Probably.
And then what does the K stand for? Keith?
Whiskey.
I don't
clean.
Know.
Clean?
Clean. Clean with a K? They're really clean. So N&K cleaning service. Got a referral and a reference from a wonderful lady today. And if we didn't cut her off, she'd still be talking.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, in a nice way. So what's your plans for tomorrow?
My plans for tomorrow?
Yeah.
My plans for tomorrow is to hopefully sell a lot of flowers if possible. And what is tomorrow, Thursday? Oh, Jerry and I will be meeting in our little group tomorrow. Morning, and then I got to put my car in the shop for a little while. I got a maintenance thing that keeps coming up, so I'm going to go drop that off and hopefully sell some flowers.
There you go. Sell those flowers, and you're selling beauty, too, and you're bringing joy to people's lives. I always say if you can love what you do and enjoy life, whatever the... Whatever it is, success is different to everybody.
It's not work anymore then,
right? Failure is never described the same way. I mean, success is never described the same way, but failure is described but one way, and that's man's inability to reach his goals in life, whatever they may be. So for like you, Casey, it's bringing flowers and beauty to the world, right? Bringing joy to people's lives with the flowers. Angel here, he helps out the community, and he helps out the homeless and the needy. And this gentleman here, Keith?
Vince. Yep. Trying to help companies build their business and consumers save money.
Right, and at the same time, bring them up to modern technology. And then you see how everybody's success is different, right? So we never have the same definition of success. Some people could just be having a good family. Right, that's success, right? What would your definition of success be, Casey?
Well, my success is knowing that I've helped people. I just want to help people. That's all I've ever wanted to do as a kid is help people because good things happen to you once you do.
Like he did with the turkey drive. He's a big donator to the turkey drive. Right, that's going to be on Monday. You're going to be there Monday, right?
Oh, with bells on.
Yeah, and that's going to be at the American Legion. Why don't you come, too?
I will.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Right? You, too?
Sure. I'll help anyway.
It's American Legion, right?
Right. Post 275.
Right across from the stadium, correct?
Right. We'll give out turkeys there, frozen ones, and then on the 23rd, we're going to give out cooked ones. Over 100. Right? It doesn't sound like a lot, but like, you know, at $25.
Makes a big difference, right?
Yeah, $25 a turkey, just 100 is $2,500. Right? And then you got the grease. It's $15 per four. You know, just it adds up.
Hey, everybody,
and then we had to rent the freezers to keep them in. I know Rent-A-Center really came through for us, helped us out. It's the hidden costs that get these projects. You know, but they're a good cause, and it's a good feeling to help out needy family.
It's always good to help somebody. Oh.
Right. Helping others is the foundational stone for spirituality. Like, a kind act once in a while isn't enough. You have to act a good Samaritan every day if need be.
Yeah.
Every day. And you're doing it there at the florist, Ramblin' Rose Florist. You're the perfect guy of saying you're doing it, you're not talking about it.
we're trying to help people and just try to bring a little joy into people's lives on a daily basis.
And can you tell us a little bit how you served our country, if you don't mind?
Well, I was actually, I went in as a reservist first. I did that back in the, that was like in 85. I went in as a reservist, did basic training. I was in Alabama, did basic training at Fort McClellan. Did AIT there. Then I came back home and then went active duty later on and went over to Europe. So I was in Germany I was there in the military for like 3 years, and then I got out, and I was there for a total of probably like 11 years over there.
Wow, you paid your dues, man. You served our country.
Yeah. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. That's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Your parents, just think what his parents are thinking right now, having a child like him, the way he
talks.
Very
proud. Very proud.
Very proud, right. Yeah. What would you say?
I said, well, my son served in the Marines. He was a corporal. He was there for like 5 or 6 years. He's now a police officer in North Carolina in Greenville.
Oh, yeah. So he's still serving.
He's still serving. Yeah. Yep. He's been there for 5 years now as a police officer.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of him.
Right. So that's how you felt about KC, was to talk about your son.
Yeah, big connection. I was always worried about him because he was, you know, he was in the Navy, you know, like they landed in the Navy and they were out to sea, but they never tell you what they actually did. So they were always being sent out to do certain missions. Yeah. So it was very nerve-wracking.
Right, you never know.
Because you just never know.
Especially what's going on now in the world, right?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So
I try not to watch the news. Is that wrong?
Well, I mean, it's
probably more right than wrong nowadays.
Yeah. No, you know what I'm saying?
If it was something major, you'd know. It really is not going to impact your day too much, I don't think.
Yeah, like,
you don't watch.
My guy, I like Joel Osteen. He's a preacher, and he suggested that in one of his sermons. Like, he said, don't watch the news, because your name can be, you can program yourself to be negative. Subconsciously, even.
No, that's true. I love the guy. He's very motivational. He's definitely very different to how he goes about, you know, encouraging people. Everything that comes out of his mouth is always encouraging.
And right.
So that's why I like his style. So it's pretty cool.
Right. What do you think of this paragraph I'm about to say, Casey? You ready?
Okay.
What do we got going? Okay.
Nothing. You're good. Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Arguing and fault finding are to be avoided like the plague. In many homes, this is a difficult thing to do, but it must be done if any results are to be expected.
Amen to that.
Arguing and fault finding are to be avoided like the plague. Right? Think about that. Can you go 24 hours? We'll go around the last. Matt, can you go 24 hours without arguing or being upset?
Depends on the day. It depends on what radio show. It depends on the day.
Like one out of 365, is that what you're saying?
It depends on the day. I will leave it at that.
I agree. I totally agree. It depends on what day.
Well, have you ever gone a day where you didn't argue or fault find, Casey?
No, there's been days I didn't argue.
How about you, Vince?
Usually when I was on vacation.
But. Oh, yeah. I avoid the argument. I feel people need to do what's right. And, if they're not doing what's right, then I let them know. And then I try and align people in my life who are doing right. I had people tell me that I used to say, you know, my fiance and I, we didn't argue. Came out of a relationship where I argued a lot. And we didn't argue. Everyone would tell us, you guys have to argue. Nope. Definitely not true. Definitely not true. You cannot argue. You can discuss, you know, and, not fault find and, live a good, easy life when you really, you know, strive to make sure that you're having good communication with people.
Right.
That's the way I feel.
And it's so true. And you must do it if you expect good results.
Yeah.
Think of that line too, right?
Absolutely.
It takes two to argue, though.
It takes two to argue. I don't do it, by the way, just so you know. You know what they say, the sentence? You ready, Casey?
I'm ready.
The fault finder will find fault with paradise.
Did I read these books before you come on the show or something? Like you What's memorize that? Them? Like you come up with these one-liners. I mean, where do you get this stuff from?
I don't know. Are you a fault finder?
Hey, what the heck?
Is that a fault finder? We got a fault finder, Casey.
Let me find out. He's got a book in his car and he's like memorizing all these one-liners.
The fault finder will find fault with paradise, and his name is Angel.
That's why you were in the car for a while before he came in. You're like, you're going to read this.
Well,
have you ever been around someone that was just pure negativity, though?
Oh, yeah. I had a drill sergeant one time. It didn't make no difference what you did.
Drill sergeant. They're built like that, though. They want to tear you down. That's part of their job. They got to tear you down and build you back up.
Oh, yeah. But usually, you know, later on in life, I met this guy, he was still the same way. He's still.
Right. He's just a real jerk.
He was just like that. He was just like that. You know what I mean?
Have you ever loved a jerk? People, what a thing to say. Have you ever loved a jerk? But yet, if you ask someone, do you love this person? You would say yes, but yet they're a jerk. I have.
Yeah.
Have you?
I would say that.
I stay away from jerks. You have a choice who you have around you, right?
I know.
Just refrain from being around jerks.
I agree with that 100%.
I'm like, see,
have you ever had a jerk in your life, but you still love them?
Yeah, I still got them. You know, sometimes they're necessary.
How about you, Matt? Yeah, you too?
He's like...
Yeah, I guess I can say I have. I mean, you've had people that were friends, you know, earlier in life, but you wouldn't say they're your friends now, but you still care about them. You know?
Right. Yeah. That's at times.
It's human
and
nature.
You know where that happens too? Family.
Yeah.
Oh, I got family members that can be at a whole different level. I don't know if the jerk is the word, but they could be a pain in the, But
so anyhow, where do you get your hair cut, Casey?
Over on Sunset. This guy's got a little barbershop over on Sunset. Sunset Point Road.
If I know loyalty is important, so I'm not going to ask you not to be loyal, of course, because I really believe in loyalty. But I have a gentleman here that just opened up a barbershop in Winn-Dixie Plaza in Dunedin.
That's why he's so clean cut.
And he looks good. He's clean cut. Would you consider getting a haircut from him? And it's gratuity. It's free. By me, I'm going to pay for it.
Well, sure. If you're going to pay for it, I'll definitely go sit in the man's chair and give him a shot.
This is recorded, by the way, so you can't go back.
Do you know when I walked in the shop, you know what he did? He's cutting this guy's hair, and do you know what he did? He screamed out, oops!
Well, that's not really encouraging.
That's what happened. That's all I can remember, right? Anyhow, let him... what is your name, and what's the name of your barbershop?
My name is Ash Mustafa, and I'm the owner of Main Street Barbershop.
Very good.
Let me guess, is that Main Street?
Yes, sir.
It's the Winn-Dixie Plaza. Could you imagine that? Is there something, too, with search engines that you should have the name in your search engine, the name of your business, like what you do?
I'm on Main Street as well in Dunedin. What's the number?
The address is 1260 County Road 1, Dunedin, Florida.
So technically it's County Road 1, not Main Street, huh? Even though Winn-Dixie.
That's Keene Road, County Road 1. That's Keene.
Yeah. You know where Winn-Dixie Plaza is?
Is it over by the post office?
Yes. But, it's right on the corner of County Road 1 and Main Street is Winn-Dixie. Right?
I think so, yeah. And by the way, man, he's got to talk a little closer to the mic so we can hear him better.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
There we go. No, you're good. You're good.
No, he's trying to get a discount.
No, Brian, I'm just trying to make sure we have good quality radio. That's all I'm trying to do.
Magical Matt.
What'd you pay for his haircut, too?
I was talking about him, not you, Matt. Anyhow.
Well,
yes.
Well, I'm definitely coming by to get my haircut since we haven't recorded. I'm definitely taking Brian's money.
That's it. And then you know what I'm going to tell the new barber? The check's in the mail.
Right? You got Venmo now. I don't know. That's all. That's old school.
Sounds like a true politician.
Yeah. Dang it.
What, you haven't got the check from last year? I'm sorry. Those ants should be carrying it there. Do people pay by... What percentage of people at your florist pay by check?
I've had none.
Wow.
It goes to show you how much in the future you need to get more.
Everybody paid for things by check. Remember in the grocery store? Yeah. Let me write the check. And then the little old lady said, oh, by the way, I forgot my coupons, too. Remember those days?
No. Oh, yeah. I remember those. My mom used to keep them all the time. My mom used to do coupons constantly.
Yeah, and food stamps, actually. My friend, I embarrassed him once. This is terrible. So anybody, I'm the jerk. You ready? So food stamps used to be where you pay. They used to give you a booklet,
different colors,
right? And it was, and you would rip it out. It was money.
Brown, green,
yeah,
orange.
So he was paying with the stamps, and I said to him, "Oh, I thought you said you were going to mail a letter with a food with the stamps. I didn't realize you buy your groceries with food stamps." And I screamed it real loud so everybody can hear it. So am I a jerk?
Yeah, you're a jerk.
So that's it. I'm the jerk that we're all talking about, right?
No, not really. I mean, nothing wrong with food stamps. I guess if you need them, you need them.
Listen, right. I was on welfare, and I used food stamps, and it helped me get back on my feet.
Well, there you go.
So I was on the system for maybe 1 or 2 years, and then went to college, and after that, I've been on my own. So welfare, I can't knock it. It's there to help you get back on your feet and contribute back to society.
Do you know that if you can put the welfare of others before yourself, you use the word welfare?
Yeah. Welfare.
Can you put the welfare of others before yourself?
Yeah. I mean, when you're
Is that going too far? But no, really, that's spiritual, no. Right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I was homeless once. I was even out of my car. So my counselor in high school said, Angel, I told him, listen, that year I was in New York, so it was going to snow that night below 30 degrees, and I could have frozen to death in my car, and I was worried about sleeping in my car because I would have died. This is a true story. So I went to my counselor, so listen, I'm nervous, it's supposed to be below freezing, I don't have a place to go, I had bags of clothes all over me to keep me warm, but it was just too cold for that. So anyways, he told me he'll call a homeless shelter. And then I went to, they had a bed, luckily, and they had me stay at the homeless shelter. I was there for 8 months, and then from there they put me on welfare, and I was able to get back on my feet to go to college. So I know what it is to be homeless and not to have a place to go to and to have to struggle. So trust me.
So guess what he does for a living? KC. $50 if you guess what he does for a living. Checks in the mail, KC, but still, guess what he does for a living? The gentleman that just said he was homeless.
What he does for a living now?
Yeah. A college-educated man that was homeless.
College-educated man. He does websites, maybe?
His name of his company is Community First.
Our Community First,
I'm sorry. Like, he's a pirate. But he helps homeless people. He helps people to get into shelters. He helps people. Yeah, is that amazing? And then he identifies with them. I think it's important to say, like, when someone identifies with you versus they're telling you. So anybody that says they're homeless, like, you right away jumped on that. Like, say, don't knock welfare. Don't knock. Because I was making kind of a joke with the stamp, right? But you were saying, let's get serious here, because you identified with the situation.
Oh, yeah, I was homeless before.
Really?
Look at that.
Unbelievable. You want to hear a real
business owner?
You want to hear a quick story? Quick, I promise. You promise? So we're doing the show with the commanders on the other line, and she's in charge of the homeless for the VA, right? For the Veterans Affair on Tyrone Boulevard. Do you know where that is, Casey?
No, I don't know.
It's a VA hospital and stuff. So she's the commander. So the guy I'm interviewing with is a dance instructor, and he came dressed like in a suit almost. Like really nice, sharply dressed, all that. And do you know, so we're talking to the commander about how she's helping out the homeless and doing all this. It was beautiful. But then the guy goes, I gotta make a confession. And KC, if I said to you, this guy dressed really nice and all this other stuff, and is a dance instructor, and he's on the radio, Can you guess what his confession was?
His confession? A dance instructor?
Yes. And keep in mind, we have the commander from the VA that's in charge of getting veterans housing.
He was homeless at one time.
He was homeless now.
He came
now, he says. He's staying at a shelter, like a, I think it was the Salvation Army. He dressed up and all that to come, but he was, yeah, he was homeless now. And he was like, said this live on the air. And do you know that that following Monday, the commander got him into housing? Because the veterans, you got to make, you know, they're the highest rate suicide of any group of organization. And we really got to take care of our veterans.
Yeah, we have to do a better job.
Right. Isn't that kind of a neat story? And then if you want to hear another one of my cliches, right? Tell me how this sounds. If instead of saying sounds, tell me how it makes you feel. And can you do it? To never look down on another human being from a moral or a spiritual hilltop.
I try to do that all the time. I try to do that. Yeah, always. You know, right. Nobody's perfect.
Right. You don't look down on anybody. The only way you look down on someone is if you're going to help them up. Right? Yeah. Right. And
That's most veterans' creed. I mean, if you're in the military, everybody, you see everybody. So you're there to serve other people. So
right.
You can't really, you know, having those prejudices, it shouldn't be there. Put it that way.
Yeah. And like, if you think of the word serve, right, or servant, and then if you take that word, like you just chose, Casey, if we're, and again, I talk about God, that doesn't mean that I don't have my secrets too.
Everybody has.
Right, right.
Everybody falls short. Everybody.
Okay. Absolutely, I agree.
Right, so with that said, I want to say, we're all servants to God, right? And why, does anybody know why the word servant? Does anybody know?
Why the word servant?
Why does it say in the Bible consistently, servant to God? Why a servant?
Because, well, I guess it's supposed to be no bigger honor than to actually serve. In other words, bring be at someone's disposal, I guess.
That's a little bit of it, but who has the lowest position in the household? The servant. So if we're all servants, we're all equal, and there's no one better than the next guy. We're all equal.
That's true.
Can you do me a favor? I'm going to put you on the spot, KC. Can you interview my barber here for about 3 minutes?
3 minutes?
Go ahead. Take a shot.
All right. Well, what's your barber's name? What's your name, sir?
My name is Ash, the barber. And
Ash?
Yes, sir. And the barbershop is Main Street Barbershop. This is my third one that I've opened in the last 4 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Congratulations. This is your third location.
Yes, sir.
Oh, congratulations.
Appreciate you.
Okay, what made you want to expand your barber business?
Well, my mindset is like I find a location and I see a potential, and you know I take it and I try to build it, and once it's doing well I try to duplicate it, so I go to the next project. I never stop, you know.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
Good.
How many employees do you have?
Very good one, sir.
The one in Tallahassee I have 9. The one in Brandon, I have 8. And wow. The new one I just purchased, the only barber in there right now.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're hiring people in the community. He's got 9 employees in Tallahassee. He's got 3 locations.
Yeah, why not 10?
Hopefully,
why not
God
20?
Willing.
How about 100?
How about it? You have another shop going?
I'm sorry?
He has a pretty good business, though, because...
In Tallahassee. That's your business in Tallahassee.
Yes, sir.
Well, I have these grand opening banners I bought, and the only reason I got them, it was actually a mistake. Just to tell you. I wanted to order them for Lemon Leaf, right? So then I was going to order him for Lemon Leaf Cafe. He's one of the greatest chefs, right? So I made a mistake because I wanted his name in it, but then Tammy called up later and says, oh, we can't do it. This turned out to be the biggest blessing in disguise because now we have these grand opening. You know those big banners that go in the air, Casey?
Yeah.
Well, now I have three of these beautiful banners that I spent $380 on. It was like $130 a piece.
Does it say grand opening on it?
It says grand opening on it. So guess what we're going to do for the barbershop, Casey? Put the grand opening banners up because we already have them. But then I just got to get stick in the ground signs that connect the barbershop with the grand opening banners. Winn-Dixie Plaza Grand Opening Barbershop. So that's what you're going to look for when you get your haircut you're paying for.
No, you're paying it for free. You told me his haircut is free.
See, I don't know about
recorded.
That. Let's take me to
and
court.
There's no check.
I know it is recorded.
Well, I should be by there probably Friday to get my haircut.
Okay, I'll be there waiting on you.
But guys, I gotta run. Right, I really appreciate it. But don't forget my wreath class, everybody. If anybody wants to go,
December 3rd,
but 1 to 4, and we're gonna feed people. So
you gave us a lot of your time because time can't be replaced. And thank you, Kate. Thank you for your time, Casey.
I want to say a shout out to Ash. He's doing great, man. Applause up to you.
I appreciate you, man.
Spending your business like that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, now. Y'all have a good one.
God bless you, Casey.
God bless you.
So, anyhow, that's kind of neat. So, what do you think of the show so far? Would you say it's well organized?
Very cool. Awesome. Not what I was expecting. I like it.
You were supposed to say that 3 seconds ago. Wait, proofreader, where are you going? Proofreader.
I have to get some water.
Okay. So that's good. Proofreader left. She's got to get water. She's the most brilliant woman I've ever come across. She can write and read backwards. I can't even write forward.
Seriously? Backwards?
She can write backwards.
But what's the purpose of writing backwards?
I don't know. I just said that.
Oh, okay.
Because you know how when you get pulled over for the DUI, what do they say? Do you know that's a trick question? Do you know why they do that?
They arrest you.
Why do you think they tell you say the alphabet backwards?
Because they want to arrest you.
No, do you know what people say? It's a trick question, believe it or not. They say, oh, even if I wasn't drinking or if I wasn't drunk, I couldn't do it.
I mean, you submitted you were drunk.
Right. He goes, that's a trick question.
I was just going to say that.
Right. So this too, I'm going to tell you. You only have to bite the apple once, right? So if they give you a breathalyzer test, right? I don't drink, by the way. You know that, right?
No, I know. But
I don't drink or drug. I don't do any of that. So over 30 years, I don't drink or drug. But the thing is, they only get one bite at the apple. So if they do the breathalyzer and they can't find something on you, you do not have to submit to the blood test. Because now they know maybe you're on pills or something like that. So then you don't have to submit to it. So if they have a choice, either blood test or the breathalyzer.
You know, I was wondering when the breathalyzer, can you like, instead of blowing out, just blow in?
No, then when the guy says, why you keep blowing in like that? You
know, he's not going to know, is he?
But when you say to him, oh, I thought it was
I'm
a joint. That's what you tell the cop. I thought it was a joint. I don't know. I just...
How did we get from talking about haircuts to breathalyzer tests? Figure it out,
Brian. That's Brian for you.
Yeah.
How did we? Let's just analyze this.
No. Let's get back to doing the interview with the gentleman with his barbershop, okay?
Who cares about him?
No.
You're the one who brought him on the show.
No. He's already done. He's already got his time.
Stop it.
He's going out of business.
Oh, by the way, what's your telephone number if they want to reach out to you?
727-293-0818.
Do you have a website too?
That's the other barbershop. Okay. Main Street barbershop.booksy.com.
Okay, cool.
And you can find us on Google if you search Main Street Barbershop. I have all the information.
Google Mickey's for me right now.
Can you stop it already by Mickey's?
Mickey's. I gotta send you over to see.
And with that, Brian's mic has been turned off.
Okay.
We gotta send you over to Mickey. You gotta meet this guy. He's unbelievable. We have a bet. No, I can't say the bet because that could get me in trouble, couldn't it?
I had $500 riding on it. No, $1,000.
The stake. I got a stake.
$1,000 riding on it.
The guy, you can't Google him. Right? You Google Mickey's. He opened up a restaurant. He's, I don't care. His name doesn't come up. It's a fact. He opened up a restaurant, right? It's and I said, well, I Googled your name to call you, and you're not there. Oh, I don't believe in that computer stuff. It's like, okay.
Must have good food then.
That's it. He has three chefs back there, right? One for Colombian, one for what was it? But when he goes back there to cook, he stays back there for 10 minutes. Oh, he's something else. He's a great guy. Anyhow, everything I'm saying is factual. So, Mickey. So you at least have a website.
Yes, sir. It's actually a booking website. All they have to do is just go to Main Street, Barbershop, and book it. It pops up, or the link is on the page. Takes them right to it.
Wow, we just had pizza delivered here. See that, Matt? Matt's nice and happy now. So we had pizza delivered.
Nice.
So Winn-Dixie is in Dunedin. So if you guys are looking, when you see Winn-Dixie, just pull into that plaza. He's a barbershop. My son is here. Well, there you go, Roy. You want to come on in? Anyhow, and then he brought pizza, and he brought meatballs and salad. Are you hungry? Okay, let's tell us about the proofreading real quick. That's it. Not real quick, but you know what I'm saying. Take your time.
Thank you. My name... I've got my throat. Forget about it. But my name's Diana Watson. I'm a proofreader. I love it. I actually opened up one of the old issues for the Coupon magazine just now. It's an old issue. But I opened it up to a page and I saw an error, a typographical error right in front of me.
Soon she opened the book, first page. You know what the greatest thing to do is to put the printed book out and the phone number is wrong and the address is wrong, but the book's already printed. What do you do?
Slit your throat.
Oh my God, that's too extreme.
No. You're going to have to get some, like, pieces of paper printed up that you can stick in every, you have to go around.
40,000 issues per month.
Yep.
Gotta go around and just fix them. And I make mistakes all the time. But not now, because you know why this last book was done perfectly?
Why is that?
Because we hired the proofreader. Yeah, she caught all the mistakes. I mean, I used to put it out with the wrong expiration date. I don't know why I did that all the time. So you print a new book and you're supposed to change the expiration date? And almost just every book, I'd miss one. Yeah, what are you going to do?
And you got a big book, too.
Yes. Yes, I do. The last surviving book, actually, in northern Pinellas County.
Is it really?
Wow. Yeah, northern, like from Tarpon Springs to Main Street. We're the only one. And there used to be like 10, like 20 years ago. At one point, I was the largest circulating publication in Pinellas County. And I knew when I made it, you know how I knew? It's the St. Pete Times compared themselves to me. They had themselves down as me down as a penny, and then they had their self down as 3/4 of a penny. I used to put out 400,000 coupon books a month in 20 different markets. Think of that. And this is before anybody even heard of the word computer. But times have changed, and here I am today. And I got a grand opening. We got grand opening going up, right?
Yes, sir.
Will you get your hair cut there, too?
I will.
You won't regret it. Okay, 20 years of experience.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what. I'll pay for yours, too.
No, I got my own.
No, it's okay.
I got my own.
All right. You can leave the tip.
There we go.
So this way he gets paid double. We want to make you money.
I appreciate you.
Did you ever get in touch with the lady Maria? She didn't answer?
No, she didn't answer. Otherwise, I would have had her on already.
Okay. But did you leave a message?
Not during a live radio show, no.
Okay. See how we do this here? Very well organized show. In closing, tell us about your barbershop.
Well, I know if you come visit me at Main Street Barbershop in Dunedin, across the street from Wells Fargo, you won't regret it. Great prices. If you don't like the haircut, you don't have to pay me. But I guarantee you'll be a customer.
Right, and then I'll tell you this too, seriously. The first 1,000 customers that come in, every 10 you give a free haircut. Why not?
Why not?
Right. How about proofreader? What do you want to say goodbye?
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.